This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. The Walking Dead Season 8 premiere and 100th episode showed the beginning of an all-out war between Rick's Coalition and Negan's Saviors. But series executive producer Greg Nicotero says that the Walkers will be the real winners of the battle. Nicotero said, quote, "One of the things that people so often talk about is the fact that it's not a show about zombies. It's a show about people. Well, what's important for us in this season is to really highlight the idea that you're always going to get a sense that there are Walkers on the periphery." Unquote. Hey, you zombies, get off my lawn! Justin Timberlake confirmed he'll perform at the Super Bowl halftime show in 2018. That game is set for Sunday, February 4th in Minneapolis. Timberlake's return to the halftime show is his first since his infamous appearance in 2004 with Janet Jackson, whose wardrobe malfunction revealed her breasts to an international audience. Huh, I wonder if Janet will join Justin. Should we prepare for Nipplegate 2? Actor Ewan McGregor and his Fargo co-star Mary Elizabeth Winstead brought their on-screen romance to real life this week when they were spotted getting hot and heavy at a fashionable London restaurant. The 46-year-old dad of four and the 32-year-old Winstead shared a passionate kiss at the Good Life Eatery in London. McGregor and his wife of 22 years, Eve Mavrakis, called it quits in May but kept their split private. Winstead married director Riley Stearns in 2010, but they also announced their separation in May. Coincidence? We think not. Rap mogul Marion Suge Knight allegedly gave multiple menacing warnings to Straight Outta Compton director F. Gary Gray during the filming of his Academy Award-nominated film. Court records showed Gray received one text from Knight that read, quote, "I will see you in person. You have kids just like me, so let's play hardball," ending with swear words and a racial slur. But Gray now claims he doesn't remember any of it. Knight's awaiting trial on those charges and separate robbery and homicide cases in LA court. Yep, nothing like a threat to make you lose your memory. Amazon Studios' now ousted chief once had the chance to nab Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon's acclaimed series, Big Little Lies, but wanted to know if the stars would show their breasts and why he should greenlight the series if they didn't, according to a new report. Roy Price resigned from the company after a female producer publicly accused him of sexual harassment, telling her, "You'll love my dick." HBO ultimately secured Big Little Lies. Sam Smith says he's not exactly cisgender, one whose personal identity and gender correspond with their birth sex. "I don't know what the title would be, but I feel just as much a woman as I am man," Smith said this week. He's also shared that he's into high heels, saying, quote, "I love a heel. I've got loads of heels at home," unquote. The Stay With Me singer says that as a teenager, he dressed up as his idols, Boy George and Marilyn Monroe. Smith's latest album, The Thrill of It All, drops November 3rd, and he thinks his new tracks encompass his growth and confidence, and probably a size 10 F-me pump. Scorpion star and former American Idol runner-up Catherine McPhee and music producer David Foster are a couple. The 67-year-old record producer is known for such hits as I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston and Because You Love Me by Celine Dion. Oh, and he's been married four times. McPhee, 33, saw her marriage crumble after pictures surfaced of her making out with her former Smash TV series director, Michael Morris. Huh, we kind of don't think this one will last. Last week, Meek Mill was in court for two different arrests. One for a reckless driving case after getting caught riding dangerously through the streets of New York on his motorcycle, and the other for misdemeanor assault after getting into an altercation with a pair of airport employees requesting a photo at St. Louis International Airport. But after hiring Joe Tacopina, a cutthroat defense lawyer once described as the most hated lawyer in New York, both cases were dropped. Faye Dunaway caused a big drama at Marie Robinson's salon in Manhattan after racking up a $3,000 bill for hair extensions, complaining about the price, and storming off in a huff. Our source said the Hollywood legend had gotten the extensions on a previous visit to the salon and that this appointment was made for touch-ups. But instead of charging just for touch-ups, they charged her the full fee again. Wow, that must have made her want to pull her hair out. Or not. Rap star Cardi B was staying at the Hilton Hotel in Albany, New York, when around 1 a.m., other guests started complaining about a lot of noise coming from her room. The cops eventually got called, and she was confronted by hotel security, and after things escalated, she was ordered to leave. She called someone on the hotel staff a racist as she stormed out with her entourage. Cardi later claimed she was busted for having weed in her hotel room, and that's what caused her to be thrown out. Sure, Cardi, it wasn't the party you threw in your room, it was the weed. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West recently had an incident involving vandalism and guns. Sources connected with the incident tell us that a man who broke into and damaged three cars at the end of Kim and Kanye's driveway in Bel Air was met with heavily armed security. Our sources say the second the vandal saw the weapons, he scampered away into the darkness, and cops are now on the hunt. The question is, does Kim Ye even know this happened? The trash bin. In Mangum, Louisiana, the police there had to jail Corey Feldman overnight after the former child star was arrested on marijuana and traffic charges. Feldman himself was driving his, tour bus, even though he had a suspended license at the time. The cops searched the bus, found pot and prescription pills, and Feldman ended up being cited with possession of marijuana, speeding, and driving with a suspended license. He paid a fine and was released. His punishment is that he's still Corey Feldman.
The news wrap-up.
Apple will have at most 3 million iPhone Xs, and that won't meet initial demand. Snapchat is cutting jobs in recruiting and slowing new hires. Activision's Destiny 2 physical game sales fell more than 50% versus the original game sales in the first month. AMC has launched its virtual reality app with The Walking Dead Season 8 bonus scene.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Horror film Jigsaw kills at the box office.
The number one album.
Niall Horan's Flickr is the most popular album in the USA.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition is once again back at the top.
The number one book.
Dan Brown's Origin is the number one fiction book for the second straight week.
Chris Wu is a Chinese-Canadian actor, singer, and model. He's also a former member of South Korea Chinese boy band EXO. Chris has starred in several number one box office hits in his native China and made his Hollywood debut in XXX Return of Xander Cage in 2017. He recently went back into the studio and recorded a song featuring Red Hot rapper Travis Scott, and it's gonna be a smash. Here's Chris Wu featuring Travis Scott with the song of the week. Deserve.
I might write a song about you tonight. You the perfect melody for the life. Let me make you famous. Michael Jackson dangerous. You my favorite song. Add you to my playlist. Listen, listen, I ain't trippin', trippin'. You don't catch me slippin'. Racks on me spinning all on you. I ain't scared of tippin'. Facts on me, I ain't spinning fiction. Say it with conviction. You listen, I've been checking for you. Don't know what you're missing. Girl, you know that you a freak. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shawty, you belong to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me get you in your zone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe we can take it home. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Girl, you know that you a freak. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shawty, you belong to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You ain't gotta sleep alone.
That was Chris Wu featuring Travis Scott with the song of the week. Deserve. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.